Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rick Pearson's piece in the Chicago Tribune is about the former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. And let me see if I got this right. Is he still a state lawmaker, Rick? Is he still collecting?
He's not. Yesterday's meeting in the 22nd district was picking Madigan's successor.
Yeah.
A 26-year-old board worker.
I know. Okay, I was curious about the timing. I read your piece, but so today will be the first day in 4 decades that Mike Madigan is not employed by the state of Illinois in some legislative capacity, right?
5 decades.
Yeah.
50 years.
How about that? So we know that he lost his speakership, and then he said, well, if I can't be the most powerful person in the state, as there was a terrific cartoon in the Tribune on Sunday, it's a bit of a demotion. He doesn't want to just be somebody, an average run-of-the-mill lawmaker, as though
right.
Representing the people in your district is not important, is not valuable. Okay, fine. So he says, okay, I'm not going to do it at all. So then the way it's worked is he gets to essentially pick his successor, correct?
Yeah, it's based on the weighted vote from the November election. And it's Madigan's district, although it touches parts of the 14th Ward, the 23rd Ward, Stickney Township. But overall, most of the vote comes from Madigan's 13th Ward, and it was 56% of the vote. So basically, Madigan's the committeeman, and whoever he picks, that's the automatic majority. That's who wins.
And wins what? We're talking about the Democratic Party chair or his successor in the legislature?
In the legislature.
Right.
The Democratic Party chair is a whole other situation that involves a statewide representation and statewide central committee people who ultimately decide who becomes chairman and those kinds of things for the state party.
So here he is. How old is Mike Madigan, by the way? He's 78, right?
Right, correct.
He's 78, and then he picks as his successor a nice young man. He's got a degree, and he's bilingual, and it sounds like he's doing constituent services, which is the real thrust of what being a legislator should be. But he's 26 years old, and has anybody ever heard of him? I haven't. And you wonder if this is his being the marionette, if this is him pulling the strings or not. Well, what's going on here?
Well, I will tell you. So there was this committee hearing to pick the appointment. 10 people showed up. Each of them got about 5 minutes to speak. And when Edward Durer Codet, who is the now state representative for the 22nd district, he was asked a few, questions from committee members, like, what would your first bill be? He didn't really have a good answer for that. He was asked his thoughts on this community policing package that Governor Pritzker is going to sign today, which is very controversial in the law enforcement community and opposed a lot by various law enforcement groups. He was asked, would you have voted for that in the legislature? And he said, well, I would have needed to read the bill.
Well, there's that.
There is that. Then he was even asked something like, who's your favorite governor? And he said, to be honest with you, I don't know. It was very interesting, the lack of specificity. And indeed, his focus was on, I'm young, I've got ideas, and I've done constituent service, so I know what the people of this district want.
So what's going on here?
Well, it had been thought that Madigan would pick a trusted lieutenant in his political operation, in the 13th Ward operation, and he got some blowback. A lot of progressive groups wanted him, Madigan, to completely step out of the process, which was never going to happen.
Yeah.
Then you also had the fact that, the Southwest Side, and particularly the 13th Ward, has grown exponentially with the Latino population, and that Madigan, you know, needed to pick a Latino. And
well, that's good. But that's good. I mean, here's what's in the back of my mind. What's in it for Madigan? Does he have some backdoor to something through this young man, or what's the play here?
Well, I mean, definitely, I think there is a backdoor here. But again, he's going to be a freshman representative. He's not going to have much influence in anything. You know, certainly he owes his career right now, his political career, to Madigan. He was doing constituent service in the ward and in the legislative district. But he's just one person. The real question is, frankly, now with after last month's vote that deposed him as speaker after 36 years and installed Chris Welch as the House Speaker, the question is, what influence is there between Madigan and Chris Welch? Welch was an ally of Madigan's up until the end, and they're close, but Welch really couldn't be, quote, his own person with Madigan still being a member of the House.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, if there's no doubt there'll be backdoor channels between Madigan and Welch, but we won't really see the extent of that influence in a very public way,
right,
as we would if Madigan were still in the House.
And that makes it sound, first of all, I don't even like the tenor of some of my questions. What's Madigan's play? How is he manipulating this person? Maybe there's nothing there. One just wonders. And one also wonders, I just have about 45 seconds left, Rick, but if Madigan is trying to manipulate things so that any pending criminal charges will be minimized against him, is there anything to that?
That's very difficult because it's a federal case. It's not a state case. And yeah. Madigan's influence is on the state level. The feds do their own thing. So there's really nothing that could be done in this way that would influence the feds. The only question is, are the feds satisfied now that Madigan is out of public office, though he's still state Democratic chairman? Are the feds satisfied with that? Where does their investigation go from here?
Okay, but if we got to go now, but it would just seem to me like maybe they're happy that he's no longer pulling the strings in the state of Illinois, but I don't know how that exonerates him if you were guilty of some crimes. I say pursue it. Feds, if you're listening, 312-981-7200. Read Rick Pearson in the Chicago Tribune, former Speaker Madigan, unsure, et cetera, et cetera. Nice to talk to you, Rick. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, John.
WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is next.